You could call it the moldy cantaloupe that saved the world. It was an unlikely find, but one that indeed helped save thousands of lives. The interesting story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Their logo is new, and their name is a lot easier to say. But at their core, they are still the same family business committed to providing the best crop nutrients available. Visit agroliquid.com.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
It's no secret we're the best research liquid fertilizer on the market. It's no secret we produce more return on investment to the producer for every gallon applied. It's no secret that we provide all the nutrients a crop needs with unsurpassed application flexibility. It's no secret that we stand behind our products. It's no secret that our people are the best in the industry. It's no secret that we're environmentally responsible. What is a secret is why our products work better than all the rest. That's why there is only one AgroLiquid, and we like it that way. AgroLiquid.com.
Early during World War II, U.S. pharmaceutical companies and government labs were working to find a way to mass-produce penicillin. Its development would be critical to saving lives during the war. The U.S. Department of Agriculture lab here in Peoria was receiving fungus samples from literally around the world, trying to find the right strain of fungus that could produce large quantities of the wonder drug.
One day, about a year into the project, a local housewife brought a moldy cantaloupe into the lab, dropped it off at the receptionist's desk, and went on her way, so her name was unrecorded.
Stephen Peterson is a research microbiologist for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Peoria. The lab eventually got around to that moldy cantaloupe for testing.
On the first isolation, it was making 25 times what Fleming strain made. They tested it to see if it would grow in huge vats. It did, and it made penicillin.
The strain was sent to the Carnegie Institute in Washington, D.C., and to the University of Wisconsin for further testing. Results looked promising.
In a matter of 3 or 4 months, the cantaloupe strain was now producing 1,000 times the amount of penicillin that they originally worked with. And at that point, the decision was made to release this to the pharmaceutical companies.
In a few months, industry was able to scale up production, manufacturing quantities for wartime use, as well as enough to be distributed to hospitals for civilian use. It is a success story, all tied to a moldy cantaloupe and the work of the USDA at this lab. Traveling the countryside in Peoria, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.